Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
So China said today that they would impose tariffs on another $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. Responding to that, the president said he is hereby ordering companies to begin looking for alternatives to doing business with China. The Wall Street Journal today notes that the president said China has, quote, stolen our intellectual property at a rate of hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and they want to continue. I won't let that happen, exclamation point. We don't need China. And frankly, we'd be far better off without them, close quotes. Mr. Trump's comments came in response to China's plan laid out today to impose 5 and 10% tariffs on almost all of the remaining U.S. imports on which it is yet to impose punitive taxes. That includes vehicles and car parts. The president is imploring U.S. companies operating there to, quote, come home. Now companies, says the Journal, are considering a move out of China. Now, they also continue with, quote, some major car companies will be hit by this increase in tariffs, particularly Tesla. That's the one I was thinking of. Ford, BMW, and Mercedes. They build a significant number of vehicles in the U.S. for export to China, and a higher tariff could force them to raise prices. One other point, the chairman of the Federal Reserve is Jerome Powell. He was appointed by President Trump. And the president said and Mr. Powell said the uncertainty of our trade policy is what's hurting the markets. So the president tweeted today, who is a bigger enemy, Jay Powell, the man he appointed, or Chairman Xi? Peter Navarro, who is the director of trade and manufacturing policy for the U.S., said adding tariffs to $75 billion is not something for the stock market to worry about when compared with the $21 trillion U.S. economy. That's something other experts have told us on this show this week. We're currently off 527 points. The Dow is at 25.7 right now. So we're at 25.7 right now. A month ago, we were 27.3. But we've been on a pretty good run for all of the indices, right? Christmas Eve last year, the Dow was at 21.7. And when the president took office, we were below 17.
What was the Dow at 823.18?
823.18 a year ago to date?
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Because we're doing well year to date, but only because we tanked in December. I think year over year we're...
Well, December was terrible. It was
right.
Below 22.
Right. So, but I think year over year we're even or maybe even a little below.
I've been stretching out the graphs to see what the trends have been, and it's bad today, it's bad this month, blah, blah, blah. But it depends on how you want to look at it. If you want to say when Donald Trump got elected and inaugurated, it's been pretty much a steady, zigzaggy climb, despite ourselves, right?
No. Well, I don't know. I'd like to see the numbers of it. It certainly has been up.
We've gone from 22 to 27.
It went up pretty dramatically.
That's uphill.
Yeah, I know, but for the first 2 years, I'm telling you, for the last 12 months, I don't think it has been.
That's a good point. I'm pretty sure, I bet you we're even. All right, Elif.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you should have said that on the radio.
I'll try to use my words next time.
Elif, just look up what the Dow was at this day 1 year ago. Meantime, let's talk to, Anakin Tappy from CNN? Welcome to the show, Anakin. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
That's the chit-chat we're engaged in. You want to jump in there? Anything you'd like to add to that conversation?
You're quite right that if you look at the year-over-year, the change is not that big on the Dow. It's pretty much flat, as is the S&P 500, which is obviously a broader gauge of the stock market. But since the beginning of the year, as you guys also pointed out, there's still a lot of gains there. This has not been the worst day of the year by far. So as dramatic as it is not, you know, it's not as bad as it has been. And I'm not really sure if that's what exactly that tells us about this day, but that's the judgment we make over it.
That's the problem, isn't it? I think too many people like me, we just say, well, the Dow, and that's not even the best index. And really, what do those indices mean compared to the things that really matter to people, which are they going to have a job, and what's a car or a cell phone going to cost, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the stock market won't tell you that, right? Like, if, I mean, straight up, we can obviously say that the labor market in the U.S. has been very, very healthy, and people are generally employed. The unemployment rate is very, very low. And that's a good thing. And that's kind of been one of those arguments that, that people have been using to say, clearly things aren't as bad as, you know, like some people are painting the picture, because otherwise the labor market wouldn't look so healthy. So like that's definitely an important thing to keep in mind. But sure, like you were saying, with tariffs on a lot of imported goods, there's a big question of how much are companies going to eat in terms of the additional costs, and how much are they going to pass down to consumers? And nowadays, basically, the supply chains of companies are just so globalized and so integrated that it's very hard for anybody to, for consumer goods to kind of be entirely shielded from something like this.
Anakin Tappy's on the line, CNN business reporter. So what's happened today? What is happening today, Anakin?
General fear, a little bit. So the day started quite good, because sort of ahead of the all eyes were on Jerome Powell's speech at Jackson Hole. That's sort of how the day started. And then China retaliated and came out with its new tariffs, and sort of it sort of went downhill from there. It's been a very volatile day for stocks. And as you were mentioning, we're down more than 500 points now on the Dow, and that's 2% for reference. And clearly, there's a general fear in the market. The volatility index, the CBOE VIX, is up 25%, clearly indicating that all this uncertainty is not well received by investors. Because the question is, what's going to happen next? What's the U.S. reaction going to be? Earlier, President Trump tweeted that there would be an announcement this afternoon, which hasn't happened yet, but we don't know what that's going to be. And so it's that kind of uncertainty that are we going back into sort of the tit for tat where every day there's going to be another headline that sort of sways the market one way or the other. We've been kind of, you know, that there were a few weeks where that wasn't the case at all, but we've definitely had a few of those weeks. If you think back up to May, everything was kind of driven by that.
Well, if we think back to May.
Yeah, back in the month of May, there were a lot of trade headlines, and they really kind of impacted the market going up and down. And it was all over the place because there was just so much uncertainty. And basically, every time a headline came out, sort of stocks would either rally or drop, depending on it. So basically, as an investor, you would look at it thinking, okay, what does this mean for fundamentals? There's just so much uncertainty that you can almost not really make a decision.
Well, that has been problematic for the administration lately. If you look at any of the things that are on their plate, even Greenland, for crying out loud, but background checks for gun owners, are we going to have them? Are we not going to have them? And we've had diametrically opposite views from the president and his staff in the last 7 days. It's just been zigzagging. And there's no real metric to judge that by other than you notice it. But there is one when it happens with economics, and that is what these markets do. But if I can insulate myself from buying a car or a video game in the next week or two, maybe it's just a paper loss. But it is that right now, isn't it? That is, I haven't, but I am fortunate enough to have a 401k, and I'll bet if I look today, I would see that I've lost money, right? I mean, anybody that's got money in the market has, in theory, lost 2% of their value today, correct?
Well, if they have all of it in the Dow, then yes, that is correct. Yeah, I mean, you're quite right. Everybody has a stake in the stock market, or not everyone, I should say, but people who, like you said, are as fortunate to have a 401k, they have a stake in the stock market because a lot of that money will be invested there. That said, obviously, a retirement investment is very, very long-term. And so a bad day, a bad month, even a bad year, even a bad, right? Like a bad longer period is not going to, in the end, mean that you shouldn't invest that way. So you shouldn't worry about your 401k today, I think.
Yeah, no kidding. And I wonder what I should worry about. Like, can you put this in a box for us? How problematic is a brewing trade war with China? Is this something we can wither, or is it something that really could have long-term lasting consequences for us?
I mean, it's definitely something that clearly the market and economists and central bankers and regular people like you and me are worrying about, because it would clearly have an impact. And one of the big fears about this is that we're not entirely sure what this impact would look like. On the one hand, we can say, there's been a lot of claims made about how much it would impact the Chinese economy and how much it would impact our economy. But at the end of the day, we're not there yet. We don't actually really know. And the other thing is that economic data that obviously central bankers look at a lot before making their policy decisions is a little bit lagging. So basically, after something happens, it takes a while for this to show up in the data. So we don't really know yet what the things that have happened already, how much they have impacted the economy. We can't really see that. I mean, there've been a few data points out of China that have been linked to some of the tariffs, but like I said, it's sort of a little bit early days still, even though it seems like this has been going on for ages.
Let me give you one other impression that I have, and tell me how rooted in reality this is. I do think the president is fighting the good fight. He might not be fighting it the best way, but I don't like the fact that China steals our intellectual property or puts presets on it that they can capture intellectual property. That doesn't seem right or fair. I do believe they manipulate currency, though I understand they're not doing that now. I don't think it's a level playing field when we try and do business with China. And we've just always sort of tried to talk our way through it, and we take our lumps. That's the United States. We've been a punching bag on these issues. So the president is saying, guess what? I have a higher threshold for pain than any president before. This guy doesn't care. And I also think China doesn't care. When did China especially care what the population thinks? So I do think we're in a game of chicken here that's going to go on for a while. But I do think that the president is playing hardball with the right partner. I'm just not sure if he's executing it properly. But there is something afoot here. He is trying to do good. That's the end of my long observation. What do you make of all of that?
And like you said, there have been a lot of people saying that intellectual property is the core issue and is sort of what it's all about. I will say that the U.S. economy and the Chinese economy, which, mind you, are the two largest economies in the world, are very, very integrated with each other and tremendously important for the global economy, as obviously that makes sense, given their sizes. And so the sort of fallout from this, the worst case scenario, if you will, if we even dare imagining, could be so unbelievably severe that that's basically the reason you see the market reacting the way it does. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the fear of the worst case, because it could just have such consequences across the board. And you have that at a time that the global economy is already slowing, right? The Chinese economy was already slowing, which you can argue that it's because it's becoming more mature, which means that it shouldn't grow at the pace that it has been growing over the last 10 years. But still, all these things are sort of happening at the same time. They're happening at the same time that Europe is having a growth issue and that Brexit is still not resolved. Sort of all of this is happening at once, and having the two largest players be in this fight with each other, it's just making things a lot worse. And, yeah, that's really the issue as I see it.
Sure. So, in other words, not just Ford and the United States are in this, but Brazil is in this. France and Germany are in this. Japan is in this.
Absolutely.
Everybody's got a stake in this. And we could really grind down the world economy, and then ain't nobody going to be buying nothing, right?
Pretty much.
You can quote me on that if you want in your next report on CNN. And according to one source, ain't nobody going to be buying nothing. Anakin Tappy is a CNN business reporter. Thanks for your time today, Anakin. I appreciate your expertise.
Thanks for having me.